At the Olympics today, the American women's softball team plays for a gold medal. So far, they've won 7 straight shutouts in Athens. Yesterday, Mizuki Noguchi of Japan won the women's marathon, which started in the village of Marathon. American Dina Castor finished 3rd, and she's the first U.S. medal winner in that event in 20 years. And American sprinter Justin Gatlin is now the world's fastest man after winning the 100-meter dash. It is not clear whether any of these athletes and events will make it into the official film of the Games. That'll be up to Bud Greenspan, the official filmmaker who has spent 50 years chronicling athletes and Olympics. NPR's Howard Burke has spoke with Greenspan in Athens.
In rented offices on a quiet suburban street, the next official Olympic film takes shape.
The vault remains in the same spot no matter what.
The vault's on the left.
Editor Andy Squicciarini and director Bob Scott are watching the previous day's video and planning the next day's shots.
But this is a good spot. I mean, this is, and the rings are pretty dramatic.
The two scrutinize a video screen showing gymnasts in slow motion. Hovering nearby is 77-year-old Bud Greenspan, with thick glasses and black frames perched atop a hairless head.
And the thing that we do mostly, that the networks don't do, is stay with the shot. I've never seen a network stay more than 10 seconds on the shot. But what we do is have the audience with us in the stadium. The audience is the camera eye.
This works. I mean, I could watch this shot, whatever it was 40 seconds. I can watch this shot in 40 seconds, the same shot, because it's that dramatic.
Editor Squicciarini watches American gymnast Paul Hamm on the screen, spinning in slow motion on the horizontal bar.
3 routines earlier, he had stumbled on the vault, and I think he was in like 12th place, and just slowly kept coming back, and on his final routine, just totally nailed it. And he knows he's won it, and he's probably the only person at that point that does, you know, and just seeing his face, you realize he's won it also.
That dramatic video, accompanied by sparse script, is a Bud Greenspan trademark in 10 Olympic documentaries, including 7 official Olympic films.
At the 1984 Los Angeles Olympic Games, Valerie Briscoe Hooks of the United States made Olympic history when she became the first athlete, male or female, to win both the 400 and 200-meter events.
Greenspan's Olympic focus spans 25 games, but he doesn't hesitate when asked to name his favorite moment.
There's a young man named John Stephen Aquari from Tanzania, who was the last man in the marathon of 1968, an hour after everybody had finished running, 5,000 people in the stands, and John trudging outside, bloodied and bandaged, unable to walk properly. He comes into the stadium, and the stadium became a cathedral. Here they are, paying honor to this last place man.
6 months after those Mexico City games, Greenspan asked Aquari why he stayed in the race.
It was over for you and for everybody. There was a winner. He looked at me like I was a nut. He said, "I don't think you understand, Mr. Greenspan. My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race."
It's a universal story that can appeal to any person from any part of the world. What we try to do is find the commonality in human beings.
Producer and writer Nancy Beffa has worked with Greenspan for 30 years, combing the games for specific themes.
Dreams, goals, perseverance, defeat, struggling, part of all of our everyday life. I always loved filmmaking, but no, I never thought I'd be making films on sports.
Are you making films about sports?
No, we're making films about people who happen to be in sports.
So Beffa and Greenspan look for little-known storylines and lesser-known athletes, like the husband and wife equestrians. He won a silver medal in Sydney 4 years ago. She won 2 golds here in Athens, then lost them both after her opponents protested and judges ruled she defaulted. That has a shot at appearing in the next Greenspan film.
Absolutely, because we don't like to repeat what other people have done. We might do it better, but it's still not exclusive anymore. So we like to hear people say, "Gee, I didn't know that." Well, there's no need for us. If we 6 months later do what NBC did very well 6 months earlier, who would buy it?
Greenspan shies away from the seedier side of the games, the doping, politics, corruption, and judging scandals that often dominate Olympic headlines. He's also both skeptical and idealistic about the reach of the games.
They play national anthems when you win. They put laurel wreaths around your head. And for 2 minutes you're saying, my God, this is what the real world could be and should be. And it always peters out. It never happens that way. But it's a great respite to know that it could happen.
Greenspan and Beffa spend several months after the game seeking reflection from athletes on their Olympic moments. And after 50 years, Greenspan reflects on his own moments, recalling his late wife and co-producer Cappy, who died in 1983.
When Cappy was alive, we didn't have children, so... And she would say, the films will be our kids. And they're very good. They'll live long after we're here. And that in a sense, is immortality. And that is exactly what I think we're here for, to leave something for this generation and generations not yet born. I think that's why I was here.
Okay. Jean's office, the press lady calls.
Every day of the games, there are logistical arrangements, crew instructions, decisions about who and what to video, storylines developing, plans collapsing, and a daily review of the tapes. Bud Greenspan's official Athens film is expected to air on Showtime within the next year. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.
You can find more Olympic commentary and Olympic results by going to our website at npr.org.